"Someone's coming," he said. "It's probably Charlie. Let's go back into the office." He led the way through the steel door of the vault into the private office, walked to the communicating door, and slid back the panel. As he did so, a speed launch pulled away from the side of the ship on its return trip to the shore, and the roar of its exhaust sounding through the open portholes back of Grebe's desk completely drowned out all other sounds, including a swift exchange of words between Grebe and the man on the other side of the door. Grebe jerked back the lever which freed the bars from their sockets, twisted the knob of the spring lock, and opened the door as the roar of the speedboat died to a throbbing undertone of pulsating power. A bald-headed man of 45, with perpetual smile wrinkles about his eyes and calipers stretching between his nose and mouth, stood on the threshold. He was wearing a gray checkered suit, and his lips, twisting back in an affable smile, showed three gleaming gold teeth. Grebe said,
"Gentlemen, shake hands with my partner, Charlie Duncan. Duncan, this is Perry Mason, the lawyer. And the other man, if it's all the same to you," Mason said, extending his hand, "the other gentleman will be nameless."
Duncan, pushing forward his right hand, suddenly froze into immobility. The gold teeth vanished as his lips came together. His eyes shifted for a quick moment to his partner, and he said,
"What is this, Sam?"
"It's okay, Charlie," Grebe said hastily.
Duncan's hands gripped Mason's.
"Glad to know you, Mr. Mason," he said.
His eyes shifted to study Paul Drake in cold appraisal.
"Come on over and sit down, Charlie," Grebe invited. "We're going to talk some business. I wanted you to be here."
"We're not doing any talking," Mason said.
"No," Grebe told him, speaking with nervous haste. "No one's asking you to. You can listen."
"All right," Mason agreed. "We'll listen." They seated themselves and Grebe turned to Duncan.
"Charlie," he said, "this guy," indicating Drake with a nod of his head, "started bucking the game. He was playing easy at first, then he got hot and started raking them in. When things didn't go so well, he started plunging. When he went broke, he wanted to cash a check. Jimmy brought the check in and I took a look at the signature. That check was signed by Frank Oxman."
That doesn't mean anything.